Towards the end of last year, we were delighted to welcome to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition Dr. Rainer Zittelmann, one of Germany's leading sociologists, historians and entrepreneurs, and the author of 21 international best-selling books, a lecturer in political science at the Freie University in Berlin, and of course, chief editor at one of Germany's most prestigious publishing houses. Generally an all-round wonderful person, and we are delighted to say, Guten Morgen, Dr. Zittelmann.
Hello, good morning. Nice to hear you.
Excellent. And as ever, good to connect with your good self. Now, in the studio, we've got two fine folk, Rainer, one of whom has been perusing your work with respect to socialism, capitalism, the best system for delivering prosperity for all, and that's Ben Lewis. Ben, I think you had a question.
Yeah, I was just quite intrigued, actually. I mean, obviously, I've looked at the brief that we've been given, and I certainly probably like, you know, agree with you, to be honest, about capitalism and being the best better economy out of most social states.
So this notion, Dr. Zittelmann, about the power of capitalism, that the capitalist system is being undermined by governments and the public alike, I mean, clearly there are lots of things happening politically across the globe these days in which people are saying it's all the fault of capitalism, it's the C word. You would disagree.
No, it's capitalism is a bad word today, and socialism is becoming a good word, and this is what I don't understand. I've been in Washington a couple of weeks ago at the a Congress of the Students for Liberty, and even in the United States, where socialism was such a bad word, today a lot of people love and embrace socialism, and I think you know more about your discussion in Great Britain, but what I hear from Jeremy Corbyn, I think sometimes maybe many British have forgotten one thing. Everything that Corbyn demands today has happened before in the 70s with high taxes, state-owned enterprises, strong regulations of the economy. And this is what my book is about. Don't forget this experience.
Over to your good self, Abigail. As a Canadian, any thoughts on Dr. Zittelmann's work?
I am a bit curious. I do have a question for you. When it comes to capitalism, what is your thoughts on the whole idea of the 1% and how they're kind of, I guess the idea is that they're hogging the money, I guess. They're not sharing it.
So the 1%, the perhaps illusory 1% that actually own everything and the rest of us have to make do with what's left. Not the trickle-down effect, but the 1%.
I don't care so much about the 1%, and I don't care so much about when people become rich, but I think more about poor people and how you can improve their situation. And I think this is a misleading opinion that the poor are only poor because the rich have stolen it from them. I give you one example. This is in my book as well. Take China. In China, we have every week two more billionaires. And so many more millionaires. And it started 30 years ago. And at this time in China, 88% of the Chinese people lived in extreme poverty. Today, it's only 1%. This is a great, amazing story. And at the same time, so many people became very, very super rich. And these are only two sides of a coin. And so I think it's no contradiction.
Ben.
Yeah, I'd certainly have to agree with you on that. And also, I find actually capitalism encourages people to work harder and to earn more. I think it encourages success, whereas I think socialism and communism, perhaps it's a case of actually people at the top, we'll take the money off you because you don't deserve the rewards. We'll give that to everyone else. I feel like that's what it discourages people from being successful because everything could be just given for free. I think that's the idea, I think, with capitalism is the fact that it encourages people to be successful and it encourages people to earn more money.
Yeah, yes, I agree. But for example, what for me is very important is the question, what is the alternative? Yes, look, for example, at Venezuela. This is the last example. I remember some years ago, all leftists in the world were so enthusiastic about socialism in the 21st century. And I have here a lot of quotes from Jeremy Corbyn, even 3 or 4 years ago. Here, one example. It is a cause for celebration, the achievements of Venezuela and jobs in housing and health and education, but above all, its role in the whole world. And this, I have so many quotes from him, and I don't understand it, because it's every time the same in the last 100 years. socialism fails always. And I give you one example. Imagine a housewife bakes a cake, and each time the guests feel bad, they vomit. And she always changes the recipe a bit, but in the basic, the recipe remains the same. It is only slightly modified, and every time the guests get sick again. Who would be so stupid to do this? But this is exactly what the socialists have done worldwide. The basic recipe remains similar and was only modified again and again. Every housewife would have long ago recognized that the recipe itself is worth nothing. And so I don't understand why people today, again, in the United States, here in Germany, and I think in the UK as well, are enthusiastic about a new form of socialism. I'm living here in Berlin, the main capital of Germany, and we have a referendum right now for expropriation of property companies, as an example. It's just stupid. I don't understand it.
Well, referendums in general can be quite difficult to understand, especially the results, as indeed we're finding. So, yeah, different line there. Abigail, is it a case of basic misunderstanding? Do you find what Ryan is saying, does it resonate with yourself, or you think, I don't know?
It does make sense. I'm not big into politics, so I don't know too much about it, but I definitely think I understand capitalism a bit more just from this short conversation, which is funny because I didn't consider myself to be one interested in capitalism. So now hearing it from this perspective, it has kind of changed my opinion.
Interesting. Of course, the book, The Power of Capitalism, is available now from that point of view. Is it all down to misunderstanding and ignorance? Is that ultimately it? That we kind of, as human beings, just prefer to sort of tune out and sort of say, oh, we'll just go for what appears to be the easy solution and happiness for all? Dr. Zittelman?
Yes,
sorry. Is it just a case of an ignorance aspect here, and it's a case of that basic misunderstanding that's at the heart of this challenge?
Yes, I think the problem is 30 years ago, and when I was young, we had this. We saw every day this alternative with capitalism and socialism. We could compare everything, like here in Germany, between West Germany and East Germany. And we saw what is the real alternative. And now it's a long time ago, and we have a lot of younger people who forgot about it. And look, for example, I have one chapter in my book. It's about the 70s in Great Britain, where you live. In this time, Great Britain was called the sick man of Europe. I have one chapter about it. And at this time, you had exactly this, what socialists like. Do you know this song by the Beatles, Taxman?
Absolutely. Mr. Heath, Mr. Wilson, yes. That's indeed back in the 60s.
By the way, there is one part of socialism I do like, especially in the UK, and that's with the NHS. Because I think with a system like that we've got, I think it's benefited many people in the country over the many years. And I think that's one of the positives, perhaps, to come from it. However, I think state-owned, that's when problems do occur. And I think the lack of quality comes into play and various other different issues as well.
It's certainly something which I think we'll continue to go and talk about and work through in various sort of ways. I'm glad we managed to at least connect via telephone as opposed to a normal Skype thing. I'm sure we'll get that sorted out for next time. So Dr. Ryan Zittelman, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us? Has it been okay for yourself?
Yes.
Good, exactly. Auschwitz Eichner, as I said. Excellent. And it's nice to see a second caller from Berlin, because clearly we had William Coles on last night talking also about his experiences in Berlin and how you can still remember the sort of challenges that Berlin actually have. So can we look forward to connecting with you again, Dr. Zittelman, in the not-too-distant future?
Make a suggestion, sir.
I think we will. We will definitely sort of speak again. Dr. Zittelman, have a splendid day. A reminder, of course, that the book is The Power of Capitalism by Dr. Rainer Zittelman. And I'm sure we'll have lots of things to talk about as the world proceeds, hopefully, to a better all-round experience. Because let's face it, I think we all want to have good things happen to us in all sorts of ways.
Indeed.